Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You start thinking about all the people, good people you work with, all the good people you work for, all the good coaches that work for you. And I'm not here because I'm a player. I'm here because of managing. And I had a lot of good players play for me.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio with us right now. Tom, I played the bite there from Whitey Herzog because you and I have not had a chance to talk since he passed this week, and I know your interactions with him over the years were many, and I just want to get your thoughts on him this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. He was a great friend, and to call Whitey Herzog a friend was very special because when I grew up in St. Louis, I was born in 1975, so I was a baseball fan because of Whitey Herzog's teams. Yeah, my first memories of the Cardinals are attending the 1982 World Series with my dad, obsessing over the 1985 team, which is one of the greatest Cardinals teams of all time, the 87 team, which got banged up but still made it to the World Series and lost in seven games as well. Whitey won three pennants, 82, 85, 87, and built the franchise himself because he became the manager in 1980, but then he was also the general manager in 1981-82, building that team kind of going into the 82 season. He was the one who went and got Ozzie Smith. He's the one who went and got Bruce Sutter. He recognized the excellent defensive infield that he had with Keith Hernandez, Tommy Herr, Ozzie Smith, Ken Obergefell. And that team, with great pitching and speed, won. And then in 85, he doubled down on that. He got Vince Coleman. He had McGee. He had Ozzie, of course. He got Jack Clark in the middle of the order to drive these runners in, and it was an exciting brand of baseball that he built with the ballpark that he had and called it Whitey Ball. And you know, how many managers get a brand of baseball named after them?
Yeah.
And that we still celebrate today. And I really think that he revived the franchise. So, you know, all that said, for him to be a friend, and I really did consider him a friend, makes this week very hard, but also I'm very grateful that we all got to spend so much time with someone. You know, Whitey Herzog's final year managing the club was in 1990, so 34 years of being around Whitey, and he was sharp as could be. Even when he was dealing with some health issues, if I said, "Hey, Whitey, you know, tell me about this year's team," he'd be like, "Well, let me tell you something," and he'd start talking about, you know, the rotation and what they need, and he watched every game. And was still just the best baseball man I've ever been around.
That's awesome. I heard Ozzie Smith tell a story that when Whitey Herzog was trying to get him, wanted him to come to the Cardinals, he flew out personally, I think, to San Diego, yeah, and had a conversation with him. I mean, do managers
even do things like that these days? It's all handled through agents now, right?
Yeah, well, general managers do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, John Mozeliak would, if he needed to, would hop on a plane and go do it. But yeah, I mean, Whitey Herzog was doing both and was set on taking this franchise to new heights.
Right.
And he was given free rein to do that by Gussie Bush. He used to joke that Gussie would call him and he would tell him the trades that he made, and he's like, I don't know if Gussie knew what I was doing, but he'd be like, that's wonderful. I approve. You know, he just kind of let him do it. And Whitey had extensive experience in baseball. He was with the New York Mets. He won a world championship in 69 with the Mets. He was a scout for them, then became their third base coach and was a big part of what they did, the Miracle Mets. He was the manager of the Texas Rangers. That didn't go well, but the Royals liked him, and the Royals brought him in as manager. He won three straight division titles there. He was just on the cusp of taking the Royals to the World Series, could never get over the hump, and then he came to St. Louis, and the rest is history. I mean, he was, you know, an icon.
Yes.
And is an icon, and is one of the great faces of the franchise forever. And I also thought one of the things about him, his appeal, was how approachable he was and how relatable he was to so many people. He just could talk about not only baseball, but he was a big sports fan. He was a college basketball fan. He played basketball growing up, so he could talk that with you. He loved to fish. We all know that. He did those great commercials with Jack Buck, Busch Beer. So you felt like Whitey Herzog's a guy that I could go have a beer with, maybe fish with a little bit, talk some ball, talk life. He was from New Athens, Illinois, you know, from the area. Just the perfect Cardinal. Really just an absolute treasure.
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. What about Jontay Porter? What a tragic situation there from, you know, the Mizzou player and all that stuff gets in the NBA. Not a major player in the NBA at all, and that may have been his downfall, right? Because that's what drew attention to these bets.
Yeah, it was an $80,000 bet that was placed that would have won $1.1 million because Jontay Porter told an NBA bettor about his health status, and the bet was part of a parlay, I guess, that Jontay would hit certain numbers, and of course he was not healthy enough to do that, so
right.
They bet against it. That bet was frozen, never got paid out or anything once they located it. But yeah, it's a shame, and it's, you know, they are putting their foot down on this stuff. I mean, you've got to do it.
Do you support him being banned for good?
Banned for life?
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Rose is banned for life.
Yeah. I mean, I think they have to set an example out of it because, like you said, if you don't, then everyone is, I'm sure this happens, mm-hmm. you know, now.
You can't let this
happen.
They're
going to do it. Yeah, you have to put an end to it.
Yeah, in baseball, they are told right away, don't even come close to even it being considered that maybe you were involved in this in some way, shape, or form. I mean, they lay down the rules right away at the beginning of the year in spring training and tell them there is no betting on baseball. There is no coming close to it.
So now there may be some pressure on Major League Baseball for Ohtani for some resolution in this.
They've got to tie up all those loose ends so there's no suspicion there. But yeah, I don't think there's enough information that he bet on baseball right now for there to be anything definitive, but certainly from the beginning of that one, it didn't smell right. So they got to make sure they straighten that up. But yeah, Jontay Porter's a shame. I mean, Jontay Porter was a good player. Yeah, I got to go do a sports cast, unfortunately. Great event last night. I saw your boy Reed Shepard at the USBWA Awards. Dawn Staley, man, there's some big names there. Gino Auriemma, Kelvin Sampson, Roy Williams. Pretty special that we get to celebrate college hoops in our town.
No kidding. Wish I could have been there.
Yeah, well, next year when Mark Pope gets honored.
When he's coach of the year next
year.
Go. Thank you for that. I appreciate that confidence. Thank you, Tom Ackerman. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Reed Shepard. He was our star freshman, right?
I was like, who is Reed Shepard?
His dad, his Kentucky player. His dad,
of course.
His dad was on the championship team in 96, and everybody's hoping that he'll maybe come back, stick around for another year, even though he's projected to be maybe a top 6 or 7 NBA draft pick. Dangling that amount of money in front of somebody's nose would make that a really difficult decision. But he's a Kentucky kid. He grew up in Kentucky. He loves the sport. His dad's best friend and teammate is now the coach we'll see what happens. We're all kind of holding our breath and hoping beyond against hope that he might stay. But I don't know. If somebody offered you $10 million, you'd almost have to take it.
Yeah, just like the Nike deal with Caitlin Clark.
Exactly. She's going to make a ton of money, too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.